Title: Can an insured's mental incapacity or insanity convert non-accidental conduct into an accident? Content: The concept of fortuity is fundamental to insurance law. That is because insurance protects against the risk of contingent or unknown events or losses, not certainties of loss. CalInns Code 22. Thus, in the context of third-party liability insurance, most policies condition coverage on an occurrence, meaning an accident, that causes bodily injury, property damage, or personal injury. 1. While most liability policies do not further define accident, California courts have given it a common-sense interpretation to mean an unexpected, unforeseen, or undesigned happening or consequence from either a known or an unknown cause. Delgado v. Interinsurance Exchange of Auto. Club of S. Cal. 47 Cal. 4th 302, 308, 2009. And over the last few decades, California courts have further considered and refined the conduct that does, or more clearly does not, constitute an accident, leading to the following well-established guideposts: not intentional or deliberate conduct. As a threshold matter, A. An intentional act is not an accident within the plain meaning of the word. Albert v. Mid-Century Insurance Company, 236 Cal. App. 4th 1281, 1290-91, 2015. An accident is never present when the insured performs a deliberate act unless some additional, unexpected, independent, and unforeseen happening occurs that produces the damage. Delgado, Supra, 47 Cal. 4th at 315. From the standpoint of the insured, accident is viewed from the insured's perspective and refers to the injury-producing acts of the insured, not those of the injured party. Delgado, Supra, 47 Cal. 4th at 315, emphasis added. Antecedent acts immaterial. Accident refers to the events in the causal chain after the acts of the insured, not to events preceding the acts of the insured. Delgado, Supra, 47 Cal. 4th at 315, original emphasis. State of mind immaterial. Accident refers to the conduct of the insured for which liability is sought to be imposed. It does not refer to the insured's state of mind. Quan v. Truck Insurance Exchange, 67 Cal. App. 4th 583, 599, 1998. Thus, accident does not require an intent to injure. Where the insured intended all of the acts that resulted in the victim's injury, the event may not be deemed an accident merely because the insured did not intend to cause injury. Ray v. Valley Forge Insurance Company, 77 Cal. App. 4th 1039, 1045-46, 1999. As another court succinctly put it, the insured's subjective intent is irrelevant. Fire Insurance Exchange v. Supp. C.T. Bourguignon, 181 Cal. App. 4th 388, 392, 2010. It does not matter that the insured's intentional conduct resulted in unintended consequences. C.E.G. State Farm General Insurance Company v. Frank, 197 Cal. App. 4th 568, 2011. Dot. Accident cannot mean unintended damage. W. Here damage is the direct and immediate result of an intended event. There is no accident. ID at 579, 583. Internal quotations and citations omitted. It does not matter what motivated the insured's deliberate conduct. Even an insured's mistake of law or fact does not transmute a purposeful act into an accident. C.E.G. Gucasian v. Aegis Security Insurance Company, 78 Cal. App. 5th 270, 272-75, 2022. Rejecting argument that insured's mistaken belief that she was removing trees on her property converted deliberate act into an accident. Bourguignon, Supra, 181 Cal. App. 4th at 396. The act of construction was intentional and not an accident, even though insured acted under a mistaken belief that they had a right to build on neighbor's land. Delgado, Supra, 47 Cal. 4th at 315. Unreasonable belief in the need for self-defense, not an accident. Against this large body of California law, some insureds have turned to legal insanity standards in an effort to convert otherwise non-accidental conduct into an accident. That theory relies on the argument that an insured who suffers from mental illness or delusion may not have the capacity to understand the nature, quality, or wrongfulness of their deliberate conduct, or may have otherwise acted under an irresistible impulse. C.E.G. Allstate Cass. Inns Company v. Griffin, 2005 WL212-2053*1, ND Cal, 2005. Jacobs v. Fire Insurance Exchange, 36 Cal, App. 4th 1258, 1995. The argument continues. If the insured is unable to appreciate the nature of their deliberate conduct, or cannot stop it, then they cannot form the intent to act, which somehow renders their deliberate conduct.